I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Myanmar's junta government faces its biggest challenge since taking power in a 2021 coup. AMG International's Brian Dennett explains.
In late October, three defense groups came together, formed an alliance, and their intention is to stretch this military government beyond capacity.
AMG International works alongside local Christians to deliver help and hope in the name of Jesus.
Both pastors and our church network in Myanmar and our extensive team in Thailand has been working to provide food, health care, relief items, really urgent needs ever since this coup began in 2021.
And believers in Ghana, West Africa are using the Jesus film to reach unreached people groups within their borders. Samuel Afrifa with One Way Africa says,
to organize a crusade, you will need a lot of money. But with the Jesus film, with our backpack and our motos, we are able to get to a community and gather the people in no time to come and hear God's word.
One Way Africa missionaries travel to some of the most remote parts of northern Ghana among people steeped in Muslim or animistic beliefs who still come to see the film. They've reached more than 380,000 people with this evangelistic film since 2017, and more than 43,000 have responded in faith to Christ. Join One Way Africa in praying for God to raise up more missionary writers, plus the support they need for this ministry. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East, North Africa, offers a free sample of Dr. Terry Ascott's memoir, Dare to Believe, Stories of Faith from the Middle East. Learn about the birth and growth of a ministry that now broadcasts the hope of Christ to millions in Arabic, Turkish, and Farsi. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.